3 so we can share with the besties listening, because we got your last traffic update coming through in the next 15 minutes from now. Yesterday we had that conversation around old age homes, mixed reactions. I think it was a moment of learning, and that's what we're about to do right now. We decided to reach out to an expert, someone who can tell us a little bit more about these institutions. We're joined by Miss Sivil Lekhudu, who is the Chief Director for Professional Support and Other and Older Persons at the Department of Social Development. Good morning to you, ma'am.
Good morning, Miss Sivil. Thanks for joining us on Best Mornings.
Good morning. Good morning, and thanks for having me. And good morning to the listeners of Metro FM.
Maybe we'll start at the beginning with this conversation. What are the main reasons people will take their loved ones to an old age facility?
Let me indicate that in many instances and for many families, that is not really, you know, quite an option that they would want to consider first. But considering the current changes within the family structures, you find that family members are working. They realize that they do not have ample time to really commit to the care and support of someone who is old, and they realize that the older person is also struggling to manage themselves. So as a result of issues of frailty, you know, the changing structure of the family as a unit, remember that in the past we used to have families supporting each other, and there were also issues of extended family support. At this stage, the family situations have changed. We no longer have that kind of family arrangements. So as a result of those issues, mainly, you'd find that family members feel that they really need to move their older person to a residential care facility. And also issues of protection of our older persons, their safety, their security, and, you know, more central to the removal of an older person from their own homes is the issue of their well-being. And the family also being concerned that they really need to make sure that their family member or their loved one is really well taken care of.
Mm. All right, Ms. Sivil, now let's say someone is considering sending their loved one to a frail care facility. What research must one do when looking for an old age home?
You know, the main thing that one can really say is that make contact with the local offices of our Department of Social Development, make contact with social workers within that particular office, and locate the unit that takes responsibility for the provision of services to older persons, so that you can, you know, receive first-hand information in terms of the facilities that are registered with the department. You are then able to also engage with the social workers in terms of the services that are available that can be suitable to the older person who requires, you know, the service at that particular point in time. So it becomes quite easy for you to have access to, you know, a residential care facility if you enter through the Department of Social Development and you make those kind of inquiries. You know, we also have some fly-by-nights, you know, facilities out there. So registration of facilities and, you know, then becomes quite important. So you need to make those kinds of inquiries. And as our social workers are there across, you know, our offices in all provinces, and they will then be able to, you know, share all other information that you might be requiring.
I think you've answered the question I was going to ask you, but I'll bring this one. Let's talk about the challenges, you know, that old age homes are facing.
You know, our old age homes are part of the NPOs or the organizations that receive, you know, funding, or that survive on the basis of the funding that they receive. And on that basis, they are able to then provide the necessary services that our people on the ground really require. But they, unfortunately, at this point in time, face very serious challenges in terms of funding. There are budgetary constraints. We know that the budget of government is not really growing at this point in time. So our facilities for older persons are also going through, you know, that dip in terms of budgetary constraints. And that impedes also negatively in terms of enabling, you know, a high percentage of our older persons to have access to these facilities. So we also, on the basis of the current trends that we are noting, at this point in time, South Africa is sitting with 5.6 million older persons. Mm-hmm. And we also having a growing number of centenarians, which then says that our older persons are living longer than in the past. Mm. So that poses a completely different, you know, challenge to us as a country, because as we speak, we're sitting with 8.5 older persons who are now centenarians. So it means we need to facilitate our preparedness and our readiness as a country to begin to respond to the needs of all these older persons that are living longer, and to make sure that we, in fact, as our legislative framework dictates, that we are ready to protect them, that we are also ready to ensure that they are safe and that they are secure, and that we also importantly so uphold their dignity and their rights, and ensure that their integrity is upheld at all times. So these are some of the issues that we are faced with. And as a result, we also note that with residential care facilities in place, we are not going to be able to effectively respond to the needs of the growing number of older persons in South Africa. Mm. So we also have the option of considering community-based care and support service centers. And that's what we are trying to, you know, advocate for, and an option that we are also trying to, you know, strengthen. And we, in this regard, we need to also focus on strengthening families to make sure that families become stronger, and they are also ready, and they understand issues of ageism. They understand, you know, the needs of older persons, and they are ready to also respond to such needs. So we're trying to balance the demand that is going to confront our residential care facilities with the option of ensuring that our older persons and their families, as well as communities, begin to understand that we now also want to make sure that we strengthen the provision of this kind of support and services of older persons within communities themselves. Mm.
Because of time, we'll have to hold it right there. But thank you very much, Ms. Sivel Lekhudu, joining us this morning, Chief Director for Professional Support and Older Persons at the Department of Social Development. We truly appreciate your time, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you very much. You can go to www.dsd.gov.za for more. What would